Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
You are now listening to the Philly Pod,
a Philadelphia sports podcast.
It's been a long time. It's been a few weeks since we had a Victory Monday, but it feels good to finally have a good game to talk about. What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Philly Pod. I am your host, as always, Victor Williams from Eagles Wire of USA Today. Thank you guys for checking out this episode. It's been a little bit since I've been here to talk to you guys. I've been at war with Apple Podcasts. They were trying to, the pod wasn't uploading properly, and I had to redo things with Apple and had to get reapproved through them, and it was a mess. So episodes weren't uploading properly. The first one I did prior to the issue, it wasn't uploading, and I was like, what's going on? And I had to go back and forth with them for a while, but we're up, we're running again, no more issues, and no better time to come and talk about the Eagles than after a much, much needed win against the lowly Las Vegas Raiders. It's been a long week after all these losses, especially after that 5-turnover game from Jalen Hurts. People have been saying outlandish things about Jalen, saying we can't win with him, you need to play Tanner, this and that, Jalen Hurts has to be benched, and all crazy stuff. And now the Eagles came out, had a dominant performance against a team that they should have handily beaten, and they did just that. And now the vibes are good again for the time being. If you're new to the show, thank you guys for checking it out. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts now that you could do that. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Be sure to leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. They all do help with the exposure of the Philly Pod, bring the podcast to new eyes and ears of Eagles fans now that we're back on a consistent basis. Some people have asked me, with the issue, do they have to resubscribe? As long as you were subscribed before, you shouldn't have an issue moving forward with episodes. You should still be notified and all that stuff. They are publishing normally now, so we shouldn't have any issues moving forward. But enough about me. Let's talk about the guy, Jalen Hurts, because this man weathered the storm. He took the brunt of the criticism and the much needed criticism. I don't want to make it sound like he didn't deserve the things that were said about him. I mean, the extreme stuff, obviously not. But of course, when you have a bad game, you got to take that criticism on the chin. And Jalen Hurts did just that, never wavered, and came out and played a clean game against the Raiders. He finished the day 12 of 15, 175 yards, 3 passing touchdowns. And finally, we're running the ball, 39 rushing yards, and he finished with a pass rating of 154.9. A lot has been said about Jalen Hurts and his lack of rushing up until now. He doesn't want to rush as much, trying to protect himself, this, that, and the third. And yesterday, he seemed to make it a point to run a little bit more, because that is a weapon that you want to be able to utilize. And once you take away one of the threats in the run game, it becomes a little easier to defend. And that has been the case in recent weeks with the Philadelphia Eagles. But now that Jalen Hurts is showing the willingness to run again, it makes things a little easier. Saquon had a good game. He's kind of looking good these last few weeks. A really good game from him. Got into the end zone. He finished the day 78 rushing yards, 22 rushing attempts. He also had 2 catches for 14 yards. Didn't need to do too much against these Raiders, but he looked good. He's looked juiced up. He looked really good against the Chargers as well, even though they lost that game. But good to see Saquon in the running game get moving as well. We had A.J. Brown, late touchdown on a beautiful, beautiful throw from Jalen Hurts. A.J. almost dropped that one, coming off a game where you're dropping a few balls. Speaking of guys who were taking criticism after last week, dropped a few balls, especially one that could have won that game last week in the end zone. And he almost dropped this one. He had to bobble it a little bit, but he did secure it for the touchdown. Another 20-plus yard touchdown pass from Jalen Hurts. And fun fact, he is now tied with Drake May and Josh Allen for the most 25-plus yard touchdowns this season. For a guy who cannot throw over the middle, for a guy who has no arm, for a glorified running back and all the other things they call Jalen Hurts, he is one of the best deep ball throwers in the league and continues to prove why. And of course, the job is a little easier when you have guys like A.J. Brown that are always threats downfield. Defensively, I mean, I didn't think the Raiders were going to be much of an offensive threat in this game, especially considering that Kenny Pickett, you know, was leading the offense with Geno Smith out with the shoulder injury. But man, they didn't even score any points in this game. This was the first shutout for the Philadelphia Eagles, I believe, since 2018 was the last shutout, and that was at Washington. Their last home shutout was 2014, 11 years ago, against the Giants. So man, those shutouts feel good, and they really get you right back on the momentum wagon there. So this was something the Eagles desperately needed. The Jalen Hurts came out on fire, came out, led the team on a 13-play drive to score, and then the Raiders, ensuing possession, they turned it over on downs because they knew field goals were not going to beat this team. We got to score. Went for it on fourth down, missed it, and that was really the last time the game was ever competitive. The Eagles just never looked back from that point. They secured that 31-0 lead early in the fourth with that Jalen throw to A.J. Brown, and then the starters were pulled after an injury scare from Jalen Hurts. We'll get some more news on that throughout the week. But got hit behind the line of scrimmage and kind of folded up awkwardly on his leg there. Came back in, made that throw, and then came out, and we haven't heard anything since. So he seemed to be okay. We'll get some more news as far as that goes throughout the week. But this is about the time of the year that Jalen Hurts gets hurt. Week 15, 16, 18, late in the year is when he gets hurt. Remember last year he had that like 2-week-long concussion, and he was out for all that time. And then the year before that, I believe, was the shoulder injury. I think he got hurt in the Chicago game. He didn't play. And then so this is these late season Jalen Hurts injuries are kind of becoming a trademark. So we don't want Jalen getting banged up late in the season. It could have been much worse, but he came back in through that pass to AJ, and we'll see what the injury report holds for him later in the week, because they are on a short week. They play the Washington Commanders on Saturday. They got flexed out of that 8 o'clock spot, so now they play at 4 p.m. So it was good for them to get a early rest, get an early start to try and preserve some energy for that game, because thanks to the Vikings and JJ McCarthy last night for beating the Dallas Cowboys, all the Eagles have to do now is beat the Commanders on Saturday, and they will officially clinch back-to-back division titles. Or Dallas could just lose. If Dallas loses, that's another way for the Eagles to clinch the division as well. But you want to take care of your own business. No Jaden Daniels. Dan Quinn announced today that Jaden Daniels will be shut down for the season. Two of the last three games for the Philadelphia Eagles are against the Commanders, so they are going to be seeing Marcus Mariota twice in these final 3 weeks. The game in between is Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills, so that is something to keep in mind as well. Defensively, I mean, shout out to Brandon Graham. This guy still has it, and I believe that he could have some more left in the tank even beyond the year if he is going to play interior defensive line. But like the way he is, 2 sacks yesterday. This man BG is I didn't think he had much left when he came back. I was like, he might give you 5-10 snaps. I'm not sure how much he can do off the edge, but man, he's playing the interior now, and he is. He is impressing. That is insane. He had two sacks on Kenny Pickett, and he is knocking off opposing guards. And I'm running out of words to say about Brandon Graham. The fact that, and he looks juiced up. It's not like he's old. I mean, it is old, but it's not like he looks old and looks worn down. I'm impressed with what Brandon Graham has done, and 2 sacks is an impressive feat by any stretch at a player that age. Zach Bond had an interception. Always good to see the linebackers make plays. They had an interception. Good day for the defense overall. Quinyon Mitchell. I mean, this is a first team all pro season we're witnessing from Quinyon Mitchell. You forget that he's out there half the time. When you start to think like, when have we even heard Quinyon Mitchell's name? Is he even playing out there? Like, this man has to be bored at some point. But he was targeted twice, allowed 1 catch. 7 yards. Over the last 3 weeks, he has been targeted 8 times, only allowed 3 catches for 15 yards. And he is giving Pat Surtain a run for his money as far as the best corner in the league goes. I just put out an article on Eagles Wire USA Today right before this podcast that kind of features what Quinyon Mitchell has been doing this season. And as far as lower passer rating goes, among corners who have played a minimum of 450 covered snaps this year, the lowest passer rating allowed this season. Number one, Quinyon Mitchell, 56.3. Jalen Watson on the Chiefs, 64.5. Pat Surtain, the second reigning defensive player of the year, 64.6. Derek Stingley Jr., who's making $30 million a year with Houston. Nasty, nasty Houston defense. Very impressive with what they're doing, 68.6. And then Nate Wiggins on Baltimore, talented corner himself. He is allowing a 70.0 passer rating. So Quinyon Mitchell leading the pack as far as not allowing passes to be completed. And if he had the interceptions, I mean, he would certainly be in defensive player of the year conversation. I am certain he will be a first team all pro. But man, if he got those interceptions, those are the only things lacking in that game log of his. That's why he doesn't get the national recognition that he deserves, is because of those lack of interceptions. But hey, man, you lock down your side of the field, you're going to be it's hard to talk about a guy when you don't hear his name. But Quinyon Mitchell is certainly doing his part, and QBs don't even throw in that direction. So it is what it is there. Dallas Goedert, I mean, is this man up to 9 touchdown receptions this year? My God, he's becoming the focal point of the offense. He's doing a lot of people are in their fantasy playoffs this week, and Dallas Goedert helped a lot of people win theirs. He had two touchdown receptions on shovel passes, the new cheap play of Kevin Petullo inside the red zone, and could have had a third, but he had a drop. Some people say the throw wasn't good, but I mean, Dallas Goedert had in his hands and dropped it. So it could have been a 3 touchdown day for Dallas Goedert, but hey, it's fine for what it was. 6 catches on 7 targets, 70 yards, 2 touchdowns for Dallas Goedert. All in all, very impressive game for the Eagles. We don't want to overstate that. It is, I mean, we don't want to sit here and glorify what a win over the Raiders really means. But they needed a win. You lose this game, and it gets real ugly coming after 3 losses. But now they sit at, is it 9-5? I think they're at. I believe they're at 9-5. Let me pull up their record real quick, because I do forget. Yep, 9-5, first place in the NFC East. So pretty much you win the division. You're essentially locked into that third seed. The Rams are 2 games ahead. So the Eagles, you know, probably going to be playing in the wild card. It's going to be tough to get the first seed. Need a lot of things to go right. But all in all, a good win for the Philadelphia Eagles. The defense looked good. You got some more good plays out of Nolan Smith, out of Moro Ojomo. Jalen Phillips continues to make his own impact. We got some good looks at Tanner McKee, Tank Bigsby, who somehow didn't get in the end zone at the end of that drive. I don't know how. But hey, look at Tanner McKee. A lot of the media guys got what they wanted. They wanted to see Tanner McKee. They got it. Not in the facet that they that they wanted. But hey, he came in the game, and Jalen Hurts shut down a lot of the haters. So looking forward to the Washington game, win that game, and you are now in the playoffs, winning the division, first back-to-back winner in some time. But we can't get ahead of ourselves, because Marcus Mariota runs that offense pretty well as well. We'll talk about the matchups and all that stuff throughout the week. Micah Parsons, other news, Micah Parsons goes down to a torn ACL with the Packers. Unfortunate there. Patrick Mahomes lost for the year with the torn ACL. Chiefs are out of the playoffs for the first time since 2014. So it's going to be a weird postseason this year without Patrick Mahomes. I seen Za'Darius Smith tweeting eye emojis. Is he going to like try to come out of retirement to play for the Packers now? And is this a situation where like we own his rights, similar to like the Bills with Slay and all that stuff? So like if Za'Darius Smith comes out of retirement, do we have to release him? Do we still own his rights? I don't know how all that goes. But Za'Darius Smith tweeting eye emojis as if he's going to play for the Packers is pretty funny. I don't know what's going on there, but we'll see all that stuff. But great to be back up here to get a pod out for you guys. It's been a few weeks. A lot of people have been asking me what's going on, where you are. I'm about to unsubscribe. Please don't do that. I had to figure out what was going on with Apple. Apple tried to take me down. They tried to get in the way, but we got it done, and now we're back online and up and running. Keep tabs on all my written work over at Eagles Wire on USA Today. Keep tabs on me over on Twitter, X, whatever it is, at the Philly Pod. The same with Instagram, at the Philly Pod, and we will be back with another podcast during the week to talk about this upcoming matchup with the Commanders and any other news and rumors, injuries. We'll see what's going on with Jalen and all that stuff throughout the week. Hope you guys are enjoying your December. Stay warm. The ice and the snow, got some snow. I had to dig some cars out today with the frozen ice and all that stuff. So stay warm, guys. Stay safe. Glad to be back here talking with you guys. If you have any questions or anything you want answered on the pod, don't hesitate to DM me, mention me on Twitter. I'll be happy to get to those questions and provide any insight and analysis that I can. Until the next episode, guys, I'll catch y'all next time. Peace out from the Philly Pod.